JQA, like his father before him, had the advantage of not being in the American bubble. He actually saw the rest of the world. He saw the Prussians, he saw the English, he saw the Danish, he saw the French. He actually traveled. So when he pronounced that America doesn't go in search of abroad in search of monsters to destroy, he knew what those monsters were.
Right.
And he also knew that we were equal to them. We weren't superior to them. We were equal to them, and that we shouldn't aspire to be anything else. So when he makes that speech, I mean, that to me is just, that's a landmark in American history that has tragically just been totally squandered.
And you know what else he illustrates? Back to your early point, he illustrates somebody who was a nationalist at home, and maybe even to a degree that we would be uncomfortable with. He has a very strong view of the power and energy of the central government.
Yes.
But a very restrained view of foreign policy.
What a dichotomy.
Right.
But what a great dichotomy.
Right, right. And a real one. I mean, that was shared by others.
And we don't have, and that is so lacking today. I mean,
right.
My friend David Simpson has a show here on the Crusade Channel called The True Money Show, and he does a segment called From Zeros to Heroes. And one of his zeros to heroes is Senator Robert Taft. And, you know, he zeroes in on Taft because, you know, Taft came of age and became famous during World War II.
Yes.
It was not fashionable to say, hey, Roosevelt got us into this god-awful slaughter of a war under totally false pretenses. This is not what the United States does. It's not what we should be doing. We need to declare victory as rapidly as possible and get out. And that foreign policy, or that view of foreign policy, which was shared by the creators, Henry Regnery and others that founded the National Review and Human Events and those things, that view of American foreign policy from a conservative, quote, conservative, close quote, has vanished. It's in academia with you and Brad Berzer and me, and Kevin Gutzman and a few others. It's out here in the hinterlands, but almost everyone I know, Richard, is still possessed of this idea that somehow it is our job to go in search of monsters to destroy. That's the fake nationalism and patriotism that mortifies me at night.